My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Or anything anymore.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three.
Here we go.
Before we get to okay. The most non-revolutionary.
We never called it revolutionary. We just said it was highly anticipated.
Innovative. Non-innovative. Non-highly anticipated ranking system of 14 teams. Before we get there.
It's six teams.
@Nell_BTP writes to @Longfellow_TWAD. Who are you in big capital letters? No question mark, but big capital letters. And Longfellow TWAD, @Longfellow_TWAD says, I'm a YIC fan supporting the hardest working man in radio. Don't let industry plants like WrestleMania 621 crush your soul. Don't you feel like a weasel for calling him out?
I'm not calling him out. I just asked who the hell he was.
Okay. Maybe he's on your committee.
He's not a part of the committee.
Okay.
He's not.
Well, let's find out.
And Longfellow TY, don't act like you've said all nice things about me on this app. So you can try to ass kiss all you want. Reveal yourself. Maybe I might have something for you. And whatever screenshot this is from, it makes me look bald. And my lips look...
It is a pretty...
And there are people following this thing. AWOD follows him.
It's a pretty...
Paulie follows him. JP Finley follows him.
Yeah, because it's funny. It's fun to make fun of you.
JP Finley don't even follow my... almost said JP Finley don't even follow me.
Well, maybe you should stop arguing with his co-host. But anyway...
The decision maker's going to get you for that comment, and I'm going to make sure of it.
Anyway, let's move on.
Use my pool here.
Yeah, let's move on. What did the committee?
It may be Linnell Willingham.
Can you just stop? What did the committee come up with today?
Can I get my sounder?
I mean, a ranking.
Is that not possible because we're playing music? Okay.
Do you think the Commanders made the top 14?
Okay. There are six teams in my Super Six Pack, Chris, and there are three honorable mention teams. Where the hell are you coming up with 14 from? Good God! Can I have something on this show? You won't put my name on the damn show. You won't let me ask the tough questions to that bastard Vinny Serrato? No, Super Six Pack, top six teams in the NFL. First, my three honorable mention teams fly, but not fly enough to get in the club. My first honorable mention team, since you've spoiled it all damn show, the Washington Commanders are fly, but not fly enough to get into the Super Six Pack. They're playing good ball. If they beat Baltimore, we may see them in the Super Six Pack next week. Also, not fly enough to get in the club. Buffalo, tough loss to Houston. I thought they played really well. Josh Allen hadn't thrown a pick yet this year. Tampa Bay, they're playing good ball. Hard to put them on this over the team that's number six because the number six team just beat them. Number six in L Super Six Pack.
So wait, Washington, Buffalo, and Tampa on the outside looking in.
On the outside looking
of
in.
Of your prestigious
of
list,
my six
right?
pack, yes. Mm-hmm. On the outside looking in.
Okay.
Can you argue with the committee?
I mean, three honorable mentions is a pretty long list of honorable mentions.
Well, there are teams that matter. Number six, Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons. I think they're a team that is trending in the right direction. In terms of the teams in this Super Six Pack, I say they may have the best quality opponents that they have taken on to start the season, as they've taken on Kansas City, Tampa, New Orleans already in this year. And they're 3-2 right now, playing some good ball. Number five, the Detroit Lions. I have a love-hate affair with Detroit. I like what they have defensively when they're healthy. Aiden Hutchinson's been playing like a man possessed. They come in at number five. Number four, the team Washington plays on Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens. Winners of three in a row. They're starting to turn things around offensively. Lamar Jackson continuing to dice people from the pocket. They come in at number four. Number three, the Houston Texans. They have quietly got off to a 4-1 to start the year here, and they have some wins against some quality opponents. I think C.J. Stroud and company are playing really well. They won a tough game last week against Buffalo. I like what the Texans have. They're the best pass rush in the NFL, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're also without Nico Collins moving forward for at least
the
next 4 weeks.
Joe Mixon also is coming back, so that helps, and that's okay. The real identity of this offense. If they can't run the football, they're not as good.
That's fine.
They come in at number three. Number two, Justin Jefferson in the Minnesota Vikings. Brian Flores, the early lead for assistant coach of the year, in my opinion. Him and Cliff Kingsbury will have to duke it out for that award. Their defense has played lights out. They continue to prove, no matter what level of opponent they go against, that they're damn good. I talked about quality wins. Look at who the Vikings have beat this year. You beat the Jets across the pond. You've beaten the Texans. You beat the Packers. You beat the Niners. They should be number one, but I have to give the benefit of the doubt to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Until proven otherwise, this is the best team in football. The regular season doesn't matter much to a group that's looking to make history in the postseason, and that's no Super Six Pack.
Wow, everybody.
What a list.
I mean, the most innovative list in the history of this great medium. Nobody's ever done it before. Three honorable mentions, and yet the Commanders can barely sniff one of those spots.
They did. They were the first honorable mention team, meaning they were the closest to getting in.
No, usually you would start at nine and
I
then
don't
work
do,
your
I'm
way down.
I'm not you, and you're not me, clearly. That's no Super Six Pack, people.
So the Commanders are just on the outside looking
in,
right?
They're not fly enough to get in the club.
They're just on the outside
looking
in.
Maybe they got to wear a different pair of shoes.
All right. One other thing that I wanted to get to, Maddie, you can end this, the cleanup on aisle three, because I need a little more time here. Just real
clean
quick.
Up in aisle three.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.